And we are back at the Grand Lodge Annual Communication. We have with us now Roger McNear, former board chair of Minnesota Masonic Charities, and he's here to promote an event that has grown in popularity and success over the last few years. Also joining us is Marcus Mueller, who is our development associate for Masonic Charities in Northern Minnesota. He's got the coolest voice of anyone that we've done a podcast with, so enjoy that. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit, Roger, about this event that you've been putting on. I must say that I myself have participated in the event a number of years, and I will tell you about what an adventure that was.
It was an adventure. Of course, John, not growing up with firearms, was a little overwhelmed and
underprivileged.
Under duress, too.
I was under duress.
I kind of forced him to do it, but he made a good showing. He came out and he helped fund some of our donations to the Masonic Children's Hospital and the Shrine Camps for Kids, so which is a diversion project.
Yeah, and when did this start? And it's called the Dave Weiss Memorial Shoot?
Dave Weiss Memorial Sporting Clays Shoot.
Sporting Clays Shoot, okay.
It started 13 years ago when I got the idea of putting it together to raise money for the Masonic Children's Hospital.
Okay.
At the University of Minnesota. And we put it together the first year. We had a decent showing. It was up in Pine City at Wings North. And it stayed there for 6 years. And then we joined with Bill Weiss and the Shrine Children's Clinics in Twin Cities and providing diversion programming through their camps.
Now, it was Dave, Bill's dad?
Dave was Bill's brother.
Bill's brother, okay. Yep.
Dave was treated for cancer at the Masonic
Cancer Center. Okay. Yep.
As was Bill's dad and one of Bill's sisters.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a genetic proclivity towards cancer.
Well, that's not fun.
No, no. And so that was Bill's impetus for joining the program in the first place. And we've moved forward from there and added the Shrine Children's Clinics so that kids with physical disabilities, as well as all the medical disabilities that are treated at Children's Masonic or Masonic Children's.
Sure. I love it.
Yeah, received some funding. So over the years, we've raised almost $300,000 for kids' health. And we present it both to Masonic Charities as our funnel towards Masonic Children's Hospital and through the Zura Shrine Rod and Gun Club to the children's camps.
My lasting memory of participating in this event was I brought my son, Ben, who had never fired a gun in his life.
And he showed you up big time.
Well, what happened was, is the first station that we were at had the little guy that runs, the little bunny, is that what they call it? The little bunny?
Rabbit,
The rabbit? Bunny. It's Easter season. No, the rabbit is running across the ground and it does this little hop. And I'll never forget the very first shot that Ben took. He hit the rabbit. And he turned around and kind of gave me this look like, what's so hard about this?
Well, I've seen Ben hit a golf ball, so I know he's got good eye.
Well, he can hit a golf ball, but let's say that he had significant beginner's luck because there wasn't a lot of looking back at Dad for the next few times he pulled the trigger. It's just such a well-run program. Now, this year's event is when and where?
It's April 29th, Saturday, at the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club in Prior Lake. Registration starts at 8:30 in the morning. The shoot starts at 10:30, lunch at noon or 12:30, and then we have games and raffles and whatever, trying to get more funds to promote kids' health.
Is there still room to participate?
Yes, there is. Last year we accommodated a little over 200 shooters.
Holy cow.
And shooters and guests, and we were able to raise close to $40,000 last year, over 30.
Wow, wonderful.
So we're shooting for 40 this year.
Shooting for 40. See what he did there?
Yeah, see that?
Very punny. Very clever.
That's like selling raffle tickets and saying you got $40 in your wallet.
Yeah, he did that to me just the other day at lunch. Hey, do you got $40 in your wallet? And I just happened to. And I think he only needed to sell me $20 worth of raffle tickets. But
double your money.
Double your money. Yeah. Your chances are much better.
Yeah.
So how many spaces do you have left for this year?
Oh, we'll take unlimited numbers almost. There's 4 Sporting Clays courses at Minnesota Horse and Hunt, 10 stations per course. And teams are running about 5 shooters, and we run them at the same time simultaneously.
And anybody can join. Experienced shooters or first timers, that's just fine.
Yeah, it's open to everybody. It's not a competition. It's a fundraiser, and it's to have a good time. We get some of the kids from the Shrine Children's Hospital or Shrine Children's Clinic. That come and participate. And the kids have a great time. I'm trying to get my grandson to help and shoot at the same time. So,
where can they find information, or who do they call if they want to reserve a spot in the field?
They can email viceeastbethel@msn.com and get all the information that they need. And we have posters, flyers up everywhere. And
so that's Vice,
V-I-C-E,
East Bethel.
Bethel
at
MSN.com.
MSN.com, okay. Yeah.
And let's get the date one more time. This is April 29, is that correct?
April 29, registration at 8:30, shooting at 10:30, or 10 o'clock, I mean, I'm sorry. Lunch starts at 12:30, and a fun time will be had by everybody who participates.
Now, while we have Marcus on the horn here, there's an event coming up for the clinic. Not necessarily a big fundraising event, but it is indeed a friend-raising event, would probably be the best way to describe
That's
it.
That's a very good way to put it, a friend-raising
event. That's what I do.
Because we,
what I do.
Punny of you as well.
Very punny, yes.
We have an open house at the clinic, the Masonic Children's Clinic for Communication Disorders. We have, over the past two years, tried to achieve more community awareness. And the open house contributed to that last year. Obviously, the children's clinic has been supported mostly by the fraternity, by Scottish Rite Masons.
Yep.
But last year, we had more than half of the visitors at the open house were not Masons, which is important because we treat anybody in the community. And once they enter the clinic and see what is done there, they are fascinated by what we have been doing for 30 years. So we have this open house event on May 18,
okay.
It's a Thursday, on a traditional Scottish Rite night in Duluth. So we have a little bit of the roots left there still.
Okay.
But it's an open house from 4 to 6. We will serve some light food and beverages. But the most important thing is that the clinic is open for tours so that those that haven't seen it yet are able to see the clinic and see what we do and how, as we say, try to give children a voice.
I must let you know that that date I discovered yesterday is the date of my daughter's final gymnastics banquet. And let's just say I would be considered persona non grata if I wasn't at that event, because they do a big celebration of the high school seniors. So I will be cheering you on from Lake Elmo.
Honorably excused.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We're looking very much forward to it. It's not a fundraiser, as you said. But we would
it's
like
to connect people.
We would like to connect, you know, give us the gift of your interest and give us the gift of your influence in the local community. That is what we need at this point to create a groundswell of awareness for the clinic.
And you can be certain that some point in the future, we will give people the opportunity to make the gift of their investment in the work that we do.
But they can't make an investment if they don't know what's going on.
Absolutely not.
Is, which is why we put it on for Double M Triple CD as well as for Masonic Children.
So Double M Triple CD is the Minnesota Masonic Children's Clinic for Communication Disorders.
These acronyms.
Something like that.
Something like that.
It is.
I just call it the clinic.
The clinic.
It's so much easier. But then there are so many clinics. But I live in Duluth. So, it's the,
so this
the,
is the
it's
clinic.
The clinic.
Excellent. Well, good luck for the Dave Weiss Memorial Shoot.
I will seventh be. Annual.
And the open house at the clinic, the clinic.
At the clinic on May 18th.
Yep, looking forward to that as well. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
And off
Thank
we go.
Thank you for having us, John.